Well, and how good was it for the guys to get away yesterday as a group and now get focused again for a couple games in a row here?
Well, I think it was pretty good, you know, sitting in Dallas, and I think the guys went out, which was good for them, and sometimes it's good to get away a little bit, and so I think it re-energizes your team and your players, and I think for them it was good, especially after the game, you know, the game with the Nashville, where it could lead to a little frustration, and frustration is a negative emotion that we want to try to get out of there, so that would help us.
I know you guys have been putting up a lot of shots, but not necessarily scoring the way you would like to. What has the team been doing better the last few games?
Well, we have been getting a lot of shots. So the last couple of games, we've got more shots with more traffic, and then I think the shots we've got a little bit more of has been our secondary shots. That's kind of helped us a bit. We don't really judge our game by the number of shots that we get. That sometimes is an indicator. We try to deal with scoring chances more so, but if we can get ourselves getting pucks to the net, we find that it's creating other chances, and that's really what we're trying to deal with right now.
Could you talk a bit about the game that Anthony Peluso has brought to you guys the last few games?
Well, he's been pretty good. I think you can see what he can bring to the table. You know, I think that with him, he's a physical player that has to play with an edge, and that's the thing we're looking for from Anthony in a game. You know, it's that. The other thing is that he has to try to be responsible for bringing our emotional level up through physical play. We know that he has some skills that he can make some plays, you know, so that's an added bonus. As long as he can be dependable and continue to make sure he understands his role, which he has been, I think he's been good.
Kane wasn't on the ice today. Was that just maintenance?
Or? Yeah, it was just maintenance. Big game time situation. We'll see how he's doing.
Is there a chance he might not play?
We have to see.
Fourth line, you started them the other night. Were you using them to set an example for your team as the way you want this club to play?
Well, they're a team that's got some size and some speed, you know, and we just thought with the, you know, Wright has played the wing primarily in the National League, you know, but he has played center in the past, so, you know, they brought some good energy to our team, and we thought that if they could bring that at the start of the game, that would set a good pace for us. I thought they did a really good job in doing that in the last game, and obviously it had some good impressions on our team, because what happened had led to us having probably the best 10 minutes that we've played so far this year. You know, we weren't able to sustain it, but it was nonetheless it was good. The other lines followed suit. I thought our puck pursuit was real good. I thought we were getting pucks in the right area. I thought we were generating a lot of activity at the net, and that was through the first 10 minutes. It was pretty good. You know, they got a power play, and then they got their chances and stuff like that, but I thought they did their job there.
How do you sustain that then through a whole game?
Well, the first thing you have to understand is there's an opponent, and he's not going to allow you to continue down that road, and especially if you can take it to the 10-minute mark, they're going to get a timeout that's going to douse the flames of your momentum. So you're going to have to deal with that getting self-started again. It starts a lot of times with possession of the puck through face-offs and then where you're putting pucks. But the pursuit that we had was really good, and I think it's a difficult thing to continue through 60 minutes, but it's something that we're trying to reach for, at least in pockets of 20.
What's the challenge that Dallas presents for you, having a chance to see them live and obviously on tape?
Well, we saw them live in our building, and what was very, very evident for us was their speed and their skill. You know, I think we have to do a better job in certain areas of our team play to nullify the speed and the skill. And, you know, we know their top line with Sege and Ben and Peverly is a big factor on their team. They look really good in our game as well. They were on the score sheet, but it was very evident what they brought to the table. So that's one line we're going to have to make sure we control it. But our team game is going to have to be better, especially through the neutral zone.